In breaking news, the banking regulator APRA has slammed the Commonwealth Bank over events leading to allegations that it broke anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing laws on almost 54,000 occasions. In its report into governance, accountability and culture at the CBA, which has just been released, APRA says the bank's continued financial success dulled the senses of the institution. With more, I'm joined now by the ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan. Peter Ryan, what's APRA saying?
Well, Sabra, this is a pretty damning report. It says the CBA had a widespread sense of complacency, a reactive stance in dealing with risks, being insular and not learning from experience and mistakes. APRA also points to an overly collegial and collaborative working environment, and they say that lessened the opportunity for constructive criticism. Also, APRA points to inadequate oversight by the CBA board, unclear accountability, and a lack of ownership of key risks. Also, overly complex and bureaucratic decision-making processes. The Treasurer, Scott Morrison, has been going through the report and he spoke a short time ago.
The report, I think, is required reading, not only for every financial institution in this country, but frankly, it should be the next item on the agenda of every single board meeting in this country, regardless of whether you're a bank or not. It goes to the heart of what responsibilities of board directors are. It's not a retirement job. It's a very serious job. And I know that there are thousands of board directors all around the country who take that job incredibly seriously. But this should be a wake-up call for every board member in the country, particularly those who are the custodians of the savings shareholdings of millions of Australians. They expected better, those shareholders of board members on this occasion, and they have been let down terribly.
That's the Treasurer, Scott Morrison. And Peter, what penalties might the CBA be facing him?
Well, Sabra, responding to APRA's report, the Commonwealth Bank has acknowledged the regulator's concerns and has offered an enforceable undertaking in response. But in what will be criticised as a slap on the wrist rather than a penalty, APRA has decided to add $1 billion to the Commonwealth Bank's minimum capital requirement. And that isn't necessarily what market observers were expecting out of this inquiry.
Senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.